Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Christmas is in the air here at Bach Exotics. It's our annual Toys for Tots show. And our host is here with us. Please welcome Santa Bach, everybody.
Woohoo! Thank you, Greg.
20 years.
20 years we've been doing this.
We started this back in the WAAF days.
Yeah, back in my big Toyota Honda retail days.
Right. We were down the street. Courtney was 13, I think. Is the math
13?
Is the math right about that?
The math is mathing.
Math is mathing. Courtney was only 13 years old.
We started this.
You and I are old, but
very old.
It's extraordinary, and the support every year when it comes to the toys for the Marines is unbelievable.
It is. It's incredible, and I want to thank everybody that's being here. And because it's the live broadcast and it's Toys for Tots, we have a bunch of stuff we're going to give away. There's almost 20,000 reasons to come by and be here when we do. We have a pair of tickets to Blake Shelton. We've got tickets to the Dropkicks, the Deftones, Goo Goo Dolls, Linkin Park, My Chemical Romance, four pair of Red Sox tickets, gift certificates, and, you know, 20 tickets to Scrub-A-Dub Car Wash. I don't know if you know those guys. Oh. Yeah, it's a real, you write in, you write out, it's nice. And here, live, right now, hot food. Everything's cool. We have Off the Vine Catering. They can do your cooking for the holiday season at offthevinecatering.com. They do all sorts of things. They do pickup. They do delivery. They're amazing. I'm so proud to be here. 20 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wiggy, you talk about this all the time. This is how the rich stay rich. Free plugs. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I try to be as much company as people, a lot smarter, a lot richer than me, so maybe I get some crumbs that kind of sprinkle off on me.
Well, it's really incredible that you host us every year, and that all the stuff you do for us during the year for the show, we really appreciate it.
And I tell you, look at this crowd. We have like elves. We got the Grinch. Over there.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like people dress up more for Christmas than they used to. It's like almost like Halloween.
You know what's happened?
Absolutely.
I don't always go back to this, even though we always like to mock Ken with what he said to do during it. Post-pandemic, we've become more celebratory of things we took for granted.
Agree.
I think you're right about
that. Thank you. Vote for me.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I even saw there's a couple of the numbnuts Christmas, ugly Christmas sweaters.
Right. And then there's an a-hole who is a numbnut who handed me this.
All right. Luckily, it didn't bother you.
Imagine showing up at an event and not signing a card that says, "I wish you were still drugged." All right.
Greg, Santa.
Sitting by himself eating
Santa
free breakfast.
Santa just got here.
Is Santa here?
Santa.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
All the way from the North Pole. That's unbelievable.
That is it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Better be good.
What do you think about Santa?
I love Santa. I've always loved Santa, and I try to be a good girl every year.
You better be good.
Yep.
You're going to get coal in the stocking.
All right, Ernie, you want to join us? We're going to get to They Said It right now. So you want to join us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door fence.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Shime, where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, I think it only makes sense that we begin with Joe Burrow. He was at his press conference yesterday, and he was asked about the rumors and reports that he purchased the Batmobile, Batmobile.
One of the new ones.
Correct.
I think we talked to you about this at one point, Ernie.
Yeah. I guess there's 10 of them from the movie company, $3 million.
Yeah. Now, you used to own an original Batmobile.
Yeah, I had the 66 Batmobile from the TV show, but not that car, because that car, with all due respect, is really kind of a crap box. I got a really nice version of it, and I sold it to Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you get good money?
Well, Doug is a very good guy. Came by the other day, and we agreed on a price. It went down. He drives it daily. Yep. He's amazing.
He does?
Yeah.
He daily. Drives it around?
Drives
every
it
day?
Around.
That yeah, I think
so
he was
cool.
just on TV with it yeah. somewhere. Really? Yeah, he's always got
he showed
that
up
comment.
To a game in it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear from Joe Burrow.
Talk us through how you decided you wanted to buy Batmobile.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the answer you get.
There's no follow-up.
He had said it, I think, during the in-season Hard Knocks, Shime. Am I right about that?
Yeah, he was talking to, I believe it was like Jamar Chase was asking him about it, and he's like, yeah, I bought it. He's like, yo, you're going to have to go downtown and be like Batman in that thing.
It's not street legal, though, right?
It could be. Yeah, it's nice. It looks nice.
For that, I would think it would be street legal.
Yeah.
It looks really, really nice. I would do it if I had that type of bread to own one of those cool little Batmobile, like from the new Batman.
Well, you wouldn't
movies.
Have to worry about the fake handicap parking.
I park parking anywhere.
You don't do that anymore. There.
You just drive. You could just drive. Told you. On top of people.
My mother willed it to me.
Yes,
she willed that to me.
And by the way, like, this is the latest and greatest reason why Mahomes is the new Brady and everybody else is not him. Like, Mahomes is surrounded by chaos. He is the best player in the NFL. He is not the highest paid, and he only makes headlines for winning and for quieting the nuts that are around him.
Yeah.
And then you have Joe Burrow, who's making ungodly amounts of money on a losing team with the Bengals, talking about what car he drives.
Well, Brady had an Aston Martin
after he won three Super Bowls.
Oh, I'm yes, just saying.
That's true.
And remember, they gave those to Brady.
Right.
Well, it was a partnership. Yeah.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of the big topics of the day is Bill Belichick's meeting with the University of North Carolina. Albert Breer was on Thursday Night Football on the Amazon Prime pre game show talking about Belichick's meetup with UNC and what that means for Belichick's future.
Yeah, so he has had dialogue with University of North Carolina officials, and I think this is an illustration of where he is right now. I was told by somebody who would know earlier this week that whether it's in high school, college, or the pros, Bill Belichick will coach in 2025. Now, the assumption would be that it's going to be in the NFL. I still think that's the most likely scenario. However, he's not going to just take an NFL job to take an NFL job. Things have to be right. The structure, the reporting structure, all of that different stuff has to be in place. And that's why he's looked at potential alternatives. He and a group of people around him have really studied the college game, and he believes because of some of the elements that have been introduced to the college game, the transfer portal, NIL, there's more NFL type of challenges at that level now. And he actually believes he might be able to build a winner in college faster than he would be able to in the NFL because of it. So it should be an interesting one to watch. I still think he wants to coach in the NFL, but if the right job isn't there, he would consider college.
You know what? I may be changing my opinion on this. We talked about this during your lead this morning, Curtis, and Wiggy and I had a long discussion about it before the show started, and I was kind of leaning in the direction that he did this interview just to let everybody know that he still wants to coach, but maybe he does. Maybe he looks at it legacy-wise and says, I was the best to ever do it in the NFL. Now I want to show that I can turn something around in college.
Who's his best friend in coaching?
Saban.
Nick Saban.
I was even thinking of him. And the other best friend, Jimmy Johnson. They've been buddies. They fish down in Isla Mirada all the time. Jimmy Johnson won a national championship with the Miami Hurricanes, won a Super Bowl. I don't know, Wiggs, you might know this. What are there, like three, four people that have won a Super Bowl and a national championship? It's not very common.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah.
It is surprising, though, because Nick Saban, on his way out, had issues with how the college game had changed. So Bill Belichick being so close with him, I'm sure they've had those conversations. Now Bill must feel that he can overcome those challenges, NIL deals, everything.
I still think he would, if he had his choice, he would choose the NFL.
Well, Albert did also say that he might be looking at high school jobs, too.
Maybe Brockton.
Brockton's got a new coach.
Got to join a union.
I think Everett's looking for a coach, so maybe Everett, but... I think
he's not coaching anywhere but the NFL.
About Zavarian? They won last night.
They win. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Zavarian. I mean, CM won, but Dibs ain't going anywhere. I just think that when you look at Belichick, like the college thing, it would be cool, but he's in this point now. Wherever he goes, he's coaching 3-4 years max.
Probably. I mean, I don't know.
Right, he's 73 this day or April.
Yeah, so like,
don't you think college you could coach a little bit longer?
I mean, ignoring what he ignored. I mean, Joe Paterno was basically doing it in a diaper until he was in his mid-80s.
But does Bill he could do it forever? Like if he, you know.
Yeah, but Bill's not that type of guy. Does he want to be on the sidelines and he's like basically a senior citizen?
Well, how old was like,
Roy
Williams?
Do you think he wants to be Joe Biden on the sidelines, so he's just there with a headset on and it's like, Bill, what should we do here? And he's like, well,
you mean falling asleep?
He's like, anybody got any yogurt here? It's like, Bill, it's third down. Should we blitz?
A cottage cheese is not a play call.
Yeah, he's not gonna be that guy where you're gonna like, why is he still doing this? Like he's not even aware.
I think college coaches can get away with it though. And like how old was Roy Williams basketball at UNC when he retired? Like he was in his 80s, like late 80s. I just feel like he has way more runway to be able to coach at the college level than NFL.
Yeah, but I don't think
when you're kind of losing it.
But the stress level is not nearly as bad in basketball than it is, like it is in football. You sit there and if you got the best basketball player out there, give him the ball and go do what you do. You think Roy Williams is doing anything?
Right. No. And by the way,
That's what makes Joe Mazzulla the best coach in the NBA. He does nothing.
NBA is different. Right. College is.
Let's not go down that road.
Moving the goalposts.
Yeah. NBA is different.
There are three coaches. I said three or four. Thank you, Ken, for finding this. Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
Barry Switzer, who basically did it with Jimmy Johnson's team.
Yeah, that's right.
Pete Carroll, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that's what he wants. I don't know.
He wants to pass Shula. He hates Shula. That's what he wants to do. Yeah.
All right. What else, Shine?
I got one more for you here, Greg. You mentioned Mike Vrabel in your lead and the possibility of him going to the Jets. Well, Rich Cimini, a reporter, I believe, for ESPN, does a podcast, and not enough of those out there, about the Jets and talked about the idea of Vrabel going to the Jets. Here is Rich Cimini.
I want to start with Mike Vrabel, who I think should be at or near the top of the Jets list. Now, many people assume that Vrabel wouldn't even consider the Jets because what's he going to do? He's going to call up one of his mentors, Bill Belichick, and ask him his opinion of the Jets. And we know what Belichick's going to say. He's going to trash the Jets and say, don't take that job if it's offered. But I've talked to people who know Vrabel, and he has told friends that he would consider the Jets as a possibility, as long as he likes the GM that they pick. So he says he doesn't care what Belichick thinks. He'll judge the situation based on its own merit. I think Vrabel would be an outstanding choice for the Jets. He's experienced. He's won in Tennessee. He's a tough guy. I think you need to be tough in the New York market.
I mean, I
what do you think about Vrabel and Rodgers?
That's what I was going to say, but maybe he would be the kind of guy that Aaron Rodgers would respect and would, I mean, if there is such a thing.
Everything I think about when I think about Mike Vrabel is remarkable situational awareness, mentally strong, incredibly dedicated, hardworking, tough as nails. Like, Aaron Rodgers is flighty and kind of eccentric.
But maybe he'd listen to him. I mean,
people are saying that Belichick, Rodgers and Belichick could go to Vegas. I think it might be more of a, you're right, Greg, more of a respect element. Like, all right, I was in the league and I kind of overlapped and played a little bit against Vrabel. I know what type of person he is. But isn't today's NFL, that I think if you're a coach and you're looking at organizations, the way you're able to turn around a team in today's NFL, Vrabel could be looking at New York and going, all right.
That's a great defense.
It's a great defense. They got talent on offense.
They're going to have a top draft pick because they stink.
I'm going to have a top draft pick. If I can maybe get with Rodgers and get him to buy in, you look at Dan Quinn and what he's doing in Washington. Like, who would have, the only team that looks like they'll never be able to get it right, I feel like, is the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Right, but I would say, I think that Vrabel may be the opposite of Bill, in that Bill is using North Carolina to get to the pros, whereas I think Vrabel may be trying to leverage Ohio State by saying he's interested in the Jets.
Oh, you think he wants, though?
I mean, to me, that is the perfect hire. You fire Ryan Day, who's literally only not beaten Michigan. You bring in Mike Vrabel and change things around. That's his alma mater. That's what his legacy would be.
All right, that's They Said It, and that is Santa Bach. Thanks for having us here, Ernie.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Later on, I don't know how this works because this is your thing.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. Everybody, please stay tight.
Okay, but 20,000 reasons?
There's 20,000 reasons to come here.
Okay, 20,000 reasons to be here on the 20th anniversary of our Toys for Tots show. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by The 99. The big report this morning out of The Athletic. Sources are saying that Bill Belichick is interviewing for the University of North Carolina head coaching position. The Lions beat the Packers in a close one last night. Final score 34-31 with Jared Goff completing 32 of 41 passes for 283 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. A gutsy call by Dan Campbell at the end of this one. He went for it on fourth and inches with the team tied at 31 with 43 seconds left. Obviously, that paid off. The Bruins are off until they have the Flyers in town tomorrow for a matinee game, 1 p.m. puck drop, and the Celtics have a big one tonight. The Bucks are in town, 7:30 p.m. tip at the TD Garden. Now, this one sounds like a Greg Hill game. Are you going?
No, we are celebrating the birthday of Jen Hill and Brees Hill.
Oh, that's nice.
I can't. Brees is turning next week, is turning 25 years old.
Oh, my God.
Do I look old enough to have my youngest child?
Well, big day. He can rent a car.
I got to get him off the cell plan sooner than later.
Oh, does it? He's off insurance now, right?
Yeah, off insurance.
There you go.
And pretty much he's on his own.
All right. That's it.
You got to kick them out. Kick them right out the door.
That's when you know you made it, when they're on their own.
Yeah,
I feel like it's going to be a long time, but that's when you know you finally made it.
My dad will get there one day.
Well, it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with a choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You got to love the 9s. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Scheduling question, Greg. If I get up and Ninko sits in my seat, can I partake in the giveaway? Because James is expensive.
No employees Fox organization or the EEI radio station or from their parent company.
Okay, well.
All right. You could quit.
Right.
You could quit to get the $20,000.
I mean, it was basically the same deal. I kid. God, I got to wait till I sign. 26 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 34.
All right. We are at Bach Exotics. It is our annual Toys for Tot show. And we're going to see. Hopefully you guys brought some leads with you. So we're going to give you a chance at guest leads coming up. And then Curtis mentioned it. Rob Ninkovich will be here at 8. We'll talk Patriots on a Patriots Friday at WEI.